Hi, thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 29th of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from John chapter 11, verses 38 to 43. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Today's article, titled 7 Minutes of Terror, was written by Dave Brannan. When the Mars rover Perseverance landed on that red planet on the 18th of February, 2021, those monitoring its arrival endured 7 minutes of terror as the spacecraft ended its 292 million mile journey. It went through a complex landing procedure that it had to do on its own. Signals from Mars to Earth take several minutes, so NASA couldn't hear from the Perseverance during the landing. Not being in contact was frightening for the team who had put so much effort and resources into the mission. Sometimes, we may experience our own times of fear when we feel we're not hearing from God. We pray but don't get answers directly. In Scripture, we find people getting answers to prayer quickly and those not getting answers to prayer for a long time. Perhaps the most poignant example of a delayed answer, one that surely struck terror in the hearts of Mary and Martha, was when they asked Jesus to help their sick brother Lazarus. Jesus delayed, and their brother died. Yet 4 days later, Christ answered by resurrecting Lazarus. Waiting for answers to our prayers can be difficult, but God can comfort and help as we approach his throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So let's pray. Loving God, you know what's on my heart. Please help me to trust you as I await your answer. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Adi Yinka, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.